Are you guys happy to be in the house of God? The word says, the Bible says, God says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. My name is Pastor Alex. For some of you who don't know, I'm one of the pastors here at New Life Church. And if this is your first time here, I want to welcome you and hope that this church can become your church. I want to give you a three-visit challenge because you can't really get to know a church in the first time, first visit. So if you come here three times, I believe you'll know if this church is for you or not. Anyway, today I'm starting a new series called The Science of Happiness. And I believe in the next 6 weeks, 5 weeks, your life will be transformed. Why? Because you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The reason we chose the word science, does anybody know what science means? Study. So really, it's a study of happiness. Why did we choose the word happy? Some of you are like, Bible is against happiness. Bible is all about joy. Well, we knew that. But our graphic design department, they're like, we gotta find a catchy phrase so people would come and they don't think it's too religious. You know how people are these days. So they say, how about we do science of happiness? And so that's why we did science of happiness. The word happiness is found about 30 times in the Bible. Did you know that? Sometimes it's interchanged with the word blessed. Blessed is the man. Psalm 1, right? Or happy is the man. But it's only found in the Bible about 30 times. The word joy or rejoice is found over 300 times in the Bible. Okay? But if I were to ask if you knew what word happiness means, you probably be like, joy, happiness, it's about the same, right? Because really, we don't use rejoice in our language anymore. Would you agree? Do you use rejoice a lot? I rejoice over you. Oh, I'm so rejoicing today. No, we don't use it. It's an old word. So the word happiness comes from the word happening. And that's why the word happiness, if you get it wrong, could mean that you are waiting for circumstances to make you happy. It's happiness. It's based on the wrong happiness. It's based on if something good is happening in your life. Joy, on the other hand, is a different word. Joy is internal. It's inside. It's lasting. It does not depend on circumstances. And God says that He wants you to have joy. So I'm going to interchange that word and use it happiness because not a lot of us use joy anymore. But I mean the same thing. For those of you who are picky with words, I mean happiness in a way, not one time, but I mean happiness in a way where you have it continually, okay? So really, it's a study of joy, how to be joyful. So that's why I'm going to say science of happy. Did you guys get this? I believe this. If you come for the next 5 weeks, I believe you are going to be an expert in happiness. Why did we do this series? Many years ago, I talked to a guy named Mike. He's here today. And I said, what do you want out of life? And this is what he told me. And I remembered this phrase for maybe 10 years now. He said, Alex, I want to be happy. Have you ever said that? I just want to be happy. And if you didn't say that, let me just say this. Most of you behaved it. You said it through your behavior. I want to be happy. Amen? So come for the next 5 weeks so you can be a pro at happiness. Young people, I want to warn you because your life will be changed by this series. See, a lot of older people, they've made these mistakes that I'm going to be talking about. But you have an opportunity to do it right when it comes to happiness. So let me start like this. Everyone in the world wants to be happy. True or false? True. I believe we have a drive in our hearts that strives for happiness. It's one of the strongest drives of the human heart. It motivates us to do what we do every day and every hour of every day. You are here at New Life because you are seeking happiness. And unless someone dragged you here today, in some way, some shape, or some form, you are seeking happiness. Maybe you don't really want to be here today, but she does, or he does, and they dragged you in here. But you, being a smart person, said to yourself, I don't want to be here, but because it's going to make her happy, it's going to make eventually me happy. Amen? My home life will be happier if I come. My mojo, I will get what I want after church if I do what she wants or what he wants. Amen. So really, this is what you said. This is what you said. I am here for my own happiness, even though I don't want to be here. Nobody got up this morning and said, I absolutely hate church, but I'm going. You didn't do that because you're driven by your heart. And your heart says, I want to be happy, and I want to be desperately happy. Let me read something to you that 15th century mathematician, psychologist, psychiatrist, philosopher, Blaise Pascal said. Let's put that on the screen, guys. All men and women seek happiness. It's without exception. Whatever different means they employ, they all tend to this end. The cause of some going to war and of others avoiding it is the same desire in both, attended with different views. The will never takes the least step but to this object. What is it? Happiness. This is a motive of every action of every man, even those who hang themselves. Huh. I wish I said that myself. That's an awesome quote. Everybody wants to be happy. What Pascal is saying is that pursuit of happiness is just as natural for us as gravity. Pursuit of happiness is just as natural to you as gravity. Gravity is the law of nature. It's natural, right? You pick something up, you drop, it falls. Well, happiness is in our human nature. Everything we do in life is so that we can be happy. And you know what? It's not a sin to be happy. Would you guys agree? It's not a sin to be happy. Listen, Jesus talked a lot about happiness. Did you know that Jesus, without using that word, but he used happiness in different words? John 10:10 says this, a thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. That word life means happiness, because you already have life. How many of you are alive? Yeah. So what is he talking that he's going to give you a life? He's talking about, I'm going to give them happiness. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says this, always be joyful in the Lord. Can we replace the word joy with happiness? Happy? Always be full of happiness in the Lord. I say it again, be happy. So look, Bible says God wants you to be happy. One day, disciples of Jesus came to Jesus and they're like, Jesus, did you know we cast out a demon out of people? You know, Jesus, we healed some sick people. And they're so happy, right? Wouldn't you be? If you could heal a crippled person, wouldn't you be happy? Yeah. And you know what, Jesus? He burst their bubble. He says, do not rejoice that demons are subject to you, but rejoice that your what? Names are written in a book of life. So Jesus talked about happiness. Happiness and desire for happiness is not a sin. But let me give you this. If you pursue happiness, you will never get to happiness. If we pursue, make goal of our life happiness, we will never get there. Okay? So happiness is found in something else, and happiness is a byproduct of something else. Some people say this, I want to be happy, so why don't I just get married? Marriage will make me happy, right? People who are married, guess what they say? I'm not happy. Yeah, thank you for that. I'm not happy anymore. So they're like, if I get out of this marriage, then I'll be happy. And then they're like, well, I'm not happy again, so maybe I'll marry again, and then I'll be happy. See, people look for external things for happiness. Some people go to work to be happy. Did you know that people use drugs to be happy? Why do people use drugs? Because my life is dull and I want to be happy, right? Some people use drugs to cover the pain. Why? So we could be happy. Why do we want to have sex? So we can be happy. Why do we eat? So we can be happy. Everything, Pascal was right, everything we do is for happiness. And that's not a sin per se. People, ladies, how many of you went shopping because you were not happy? Thank you, right there, right? Some people go shopping because they want to be happy. Some people seek pleasure so they can be happy. Some seek power, fame, glory, and even kill themselves to be happy, Pascal says. Happiness. What a topic, right? That's like a huge topic. So what is happiness, guys? What is happiness? Is it a job? Is it a car? Is it a boyfriend, a girlfriend? Is it a spouse? Is it a child? Is it a pile of money? I know what it is. Is it a trouble-free life? Some of you, yeah, I like that. Trouble-free life, Pastor. I would be happy if I had that, right? Ron, have you ever had a week of trouble-free and you wanted to go get drunk because you're like, man, my life is so boring. I thought you wanted a trouble-free life. So see, we don't even want trouble-free life. Happiness is above that. Amen? Amen. Come on, somebody. One day, one of my buddies got out of jail, okay? And we were driving, and I remember things people say to me because I have great memory. And we were driving in a car, and he pointed to a small house, about 700 square foot house, built in the 1950s, maybe. And he said, I'm not like the rest of the people. If I had that house right there, small house, I would be happy. I'm like, sure, of course, you've been in the 6x8 for a couple of years. Of course, that's better than what you... And you know what? In a couple of years, he did get that. And do you think it made him happy? No, it didn't make him happy. How many of you been there? If only I could get this. See, as long as you make happiness tomorrow or when. See, if you make happiness when, you'll never be happy. It's when something happens, then I'll be happy. Happiness is not when, it's now. It's inner, it's inside. Amen? I remember being 19 years old, and I wanted the best car I could get. And so I couldn't afford it, of course. So guess what I did? I found out that you can buy a beat-up car, like a wrecked, crashed car that's been in an accident. You can buy it really cheap. And so I'm like, okay, this is nice. So I can buy it. I can fix it. You know, I could put Bondo on it and paint it and do that. So guess what I bought? I bought the best car I could buy. It was a Lexus LS400. It was a luxury vehicle, four-door, one V8, a leather sunroof. I mean, it was nice. It even had air coming out of your butt, out of your seat, I mean, right? And so I'm like, oh, this is so awesome. I'm going to be so happy. And guess what? I was rebuilding this car for about 6 months, and I think I enjoyed myself more hoping to drive that car than when I finally fixed the car. And as soon as on third day of driving that car, I was driving and I was depressed and I was feeling like, man, I'm so unhappy. And I asked, why am I so unhappy? Why am I so depressed? Because happiness is not found in material things. So sometimes the hope of a thing brings you more happiness than a thing itself. Right? Sometimes hoping, when I go on vacation, I'll be so happy. Then you get there and like, okay, I still have to go and not be boring and be active and have fun. Right? Otherwise, you end up clicking the clicker on vacation. And that's all you do is just watch TV. And the vacation goes by and I'm like, man, what happened? I thought I was going to have so much fun. So if you're ready to write this, what is happiness? Happiness is found in relationships and not possessions. Andy Stanley says this, happiness is always found in who and not what. Let me repeat that. Happiness, in the back there, happiness is found in who and not what. Let me just explain this to you. How many of you have kids here, right? Have you ever said to your kids, like, let's go do something really fun? And then they say something like this. My kids say something like this. Who is going to be there, Dad? Is Angie going to be there? Is Sage going to be there? Is Tosh going to be there? Who is going to be there? Notice happiness is not, and this summer we were going a lot, every weekend almost, to Lake Okoboji, and we would, you know, get a boat, and I would love that. And I would say, kids, we're going to the lake again. And guess what they would say to me? And it would drive me crazy. Like, who is going to be there, right, Junior? Like, who is going to be there? It's no fun without people. Some of you have the latest and greatest in your house. You have maybe a pool. You maybe have an Xbox and a PlayStation, whatever. And you have a big screen TV and you have all the cookies, but nobody hangs out at your house. And they go to some neighbor's house because happiness is not about what. It's about who. That's why I'm preaching this message today as an introduction. Because so you know and you don't waste your life going after what. And miss who? Have you ever invited somebody to the party, birthday party, your birthday party, and the first thing you say, hey, can you come to my party, Brooks? And Brooks says, who's going to be there? And you're like, what, I'm not enough? Have you ever had that happen to you, right? They don't care if you got free beer. They don't care if you have fire. Tell me who's going to be there. I want to go, but who's going to be there? And this is a clue, guys. Happiness is found in who and never what. In never what. Somebody say amen. Quiet in this church. You want to be outside, don't you? Ladies, let me tell you something. At the end of life, usually people don't ask for what to be next to them. They ask for who is going to be next to their deathbed. Ladies, on your deathbed, you will not say to your spouse, say, honey, can you go get my jewelry and all my shoes? I want to spend some quality time with them, right? Nobody. See, the biggest regrets we have in life is never about what. It's never about a car or shoes or jewelry, right? It's always about who. Guys, at the end of your life, you won't ask a nurse and say, nurse, can you put me in this wheelchair and roll me out in a parking lot? I want to spend some quality time with my guns or with my car or with my toys. Nobody says that, right? We want to be with who's, not with what. So key to happiness, guys, is always who and not what. If you're a part of this church and you don't have any who's, I want to ask you to examine yourself and see if possibly you think more about what than who. Do you know some people come to church and they all say, what can this church do for me? What can they give me? What can a pastor say? Pastor was good last week. Let's see if he can beat it this week. It's always about what, right? And if you come to church for what, you will never be happy. So how should we come to church? We should come to church with who attitude. Who can I bless today? Who can I love today? Who can I give a hug to today? Who can I smile to today? Who can I invite to lunch after church today? It's always about who. It's never about what. If you don't learn anything today, but this thing, one thing, life, to be happy, always look at who and not what. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Some of you, I can see it, have a little pushback and you say, I don't need anybody to be happy. I can be happy all by myself. Okay, let's dissect that. Okay, maybe you're right. Let's dissect that though. The reason you say that, because you really never truly ever been lonely. It's like a person who's always been full all of his life says, I don't need food to make me happy, right? It's like, what are you talking about? You've never been hungry a day of your life. How can you say food is, or somebody, you know, the spoiled brat says, I don't need money to make me happy. Well, yeah, of course, because daddy and mommy paid for everything, right? So you've never had to pay your own rent or insurance or gasoline. So of course you say that. So the reason some people say, I don't need anybody to be happy, because your mama loves you unconditionally. Because you have a whole bunch of people in your life. You're always around people, right? And so how can you say, I don't need anybody to be happy? You never experienced loneliness. But there's other group, second group of people, as you've been hurt in your life. And so you're building these walls and you say, I'm going to be bitter all by myself. And you know how I know that humanity was not meant to be alone? Because God, in the beginning, spoke to one person that was on earth. His name was Adam. And God says, it is not good for a man to be alone. We were created for relationships. But let me give it to you. Maybe you don't need to be happy. But guess what? Your spouse, your wife, your husband needs you to be happy. And how can you deny them? How can you reject them by building walls around yourself and saying, I don't need to be happy? We're all interconnected. We are created by God to be a relational people. So, what is happiness? I want to give you three things that happy people do. Actually, I'm going to give you one thing that happy people do. You ready for this? Happy people love. And they love who? In three. Let me just read a scripture right now. Matthew chapter 22:35 says this. One of them, an expert in religious law, tried to trap Jesus with this question. Teacher, which is the most important commandment in the law of Moses? You're like, hold on, Pastor. How can commandment make me happy? Did you know that commandments, the reason God gave commandments, because he wants people to be happy? Commandments of God are all about happiness. Some of you are like, nah. No, seriously. Let me prove it to you. See, God doesn't just think about you. He thinks about your family. God doesn't just think about your family. He thinks about your community. God doesn't just think about community. He thinks about the society. He wants every one of his children to be happy. Not just one, not just you, right? So God says, do not steal. Have you ever been stolen from? How does that make you feel? Angry. Is angry happy? No. Have anybody lied to you? How does that make you feel? Not happy. And God wants you to be full of happiness. I come to give you life to the fullest. Life where I come to give you happiness, Jesus said, to the fullest. But Paul says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord. Be happy in the Lord always. And again, I say, be happy. I'm interchanging those words, but you see what I mean? And when Bible says, do not commit adultery, has anybody ever committed adultery on you? Don't answer that. How does that make you feel? You wanted to kill the fool. Right? Did that make you happy? No, it didn't. It stole years from your life thinking about it. Every time you think about that person, it makes you angry. It makes you miserable. So don't tell me that when God says, do not commit adultery, he doesn't care about you or he doesn't want you to be happy. That's exactly what God wants you to be. God wants you to be happy and your neighbor to be happy and your family to be happy and everybody to be happy. God cares about us. He cares about our happiness. And in our society, he says, well, you know, God wants to restrict me. No, he wants you to be happy. All this. You know, when I was young, I thought like you probably. And that's not all of you. That's some of you. I thought God just wants me to live a boring life. And the older I get, the more I study the Bible, the more I see the purpose of the commandments. The reason I tell my kid not to go into the highway is because I want him to be happy. I don't want his bones to be broken. And I don't want him to end up like my dog who ended up on a highway. And when I come home, he's laying on the side of the road. Okay? And then the owner came later and said, your dog, I hit your dog and you should have had him tied up. So you got to pay me $1,000 for my car because your dog ran out, right? And that didn't make me happy. So when God says, don't do something, you see what I mean? He wants you to be happy. And our culture says, oh, God is mean. God is egotistic. God just wants you not to be happy. Whatever, people, whatever. He wants us to be happy. Amen. So let's read this. This religious leader, he wants to trap Jesus. So he's like, so what's the greatest commandment, you know? What do you want to do, Jesus, to please you? And notice, Jesus doesn't give him what to do or what not to do. Actually, Jesus says, this is what you should do. Jesus replied, you must love the Lord. Love. So that word love. You want to be happy? Here's the word, love. It's about who? But how can you be happy with who? You got to love them. Amen. How can another person make you happy? They can't. You can love them, and that will make you happy. So you will love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And next one. This is the first and greatest commandment. Second, equal. Oh, equal to the first one. You can't have first without a second. Equal, right? Second is equal important. Love your neighbor as yourself. So here's three who's you need to love to be happy. Number one, Bible says to be happy, you need to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. But equally, he says, you have to love yourself. And then thirdly, he says, equally as that, you have to love your neighbor. So here's the formula to happiness. God equals self equals neighbor means happiness. Happiness is in who, not what. Who? You, yourself. Who? Your neighbor. Who? God. And notice what the Bible says. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And equally, he says, love your neighbor with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And love yourself. You probably already do this. Love yourself with all your mind, heart, strength, whatever it is. So the key to happiness, people, is not in what, it's in who. Number one, do you have a relationship with God? So there's three parts to happiness. And all three have to come together to have fullness of life. Jesus says, I have come to give you life to the fullest. Full means whole. It's like a pie, right? If a pie is missing a piece, it's not whole. And so here's what Jesus said. You have to love God with all your heart. Do you love Him? Why should you love God to be happy? Have you seen people who have everything in life and yet they're not happy? They have all the relationship. Somebody says there's a God-sized vacuum hole in our hearts and nothing can fill that. No drugs, no material things, no house, no nothing can fill it but God Himself. We are created by God. We come from God and we only can be happy when we are with God. Listen to what God says. In my presence, there's fullness of what? Happiness. Fullness of joy. So when we have a relationship with God, that will bring you happiness. Some of you are like, why are 2 billion people in the world worship Jesus, worship God? And more than that, worship different gods, you know? But everybody's worshiping God. Why? Because it fills. It makes you happy. It brings peace inside of my heart. You know, you can't be happy unless you have peace with God, your neighbor, and with yourself. You see what I'm saying? Happiness is about who, not what. And listen to this. God did something. He knew that you couldn't be happy without Him because He purposely designed you like that so you would have communion and relationship with Him. So He designed you for desire to be with Him. So He says, I'm going to send my Son, Jesus, because I can't be with you. I can't have a relationship with you because you're a sinner. I can't have a relationship with you because you've fallen short. But He loved you so much, me so much, that He sent His Son, Jesus, and Jesus became the bridge between God and man. Amen. So it wasn't you who wanted to restore a relationship with God. It was God who wanted to restore a relationship with you. And all you have to do is respond and say, God, come into my life. Amen? So God, you got to have a relationship with God. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Number two, in order to be happy, you must love yourself. Bitter people are bitter to others. Hurt people hurt others. If you don't like yourself, if you think you're ugly, if you think you're nobody, if you think you're a grasshopper, that's how you look at people. And that's why a lot of bullies, guys, right? A lot of bullies are hurt people on the inside. And God says, I want you not to look at others and try to be like them, but look at yourself and love yourself because I love you. You see what I mean? God loves you, so you got to love yourself. Some of you are like, but I don't like my hair. I don't like my nose. If I had a smaller nose, then I would be happy. Guys, that's a lie. See, if you make happiness about what you don't have, you'll never be happy. Happiness is not about what you have. It's about who you are now. And it's about having peace with yourself. Happiness is about having peace with yourself. Amen? Number three, happiness is loving your neighbor. We're designed for community, guys. You know that I found out that atheists are creating churches right now. You guys heard about that? Have you read that? That atheists are creating churches right now. Why? Because they realize there's power in the community. There is power when they get together. And I don't know what they sing when they get together. Probably like, evolution, this I know, for Charles Darwin told me so. Right? I don't know what you sing in atheist church. But they get together and they copy the church. Because they realize that I gotta be in community with others. That's why church is important. And see, Satan will do anything possible to separate you from community. That's why we have on the September 30th, we have life groups that are starting. Guys, where you can get together with 10 to 12 people of your age in your area of your life. And you can talk about the Bible and you can build relationships. One of the things we're doing in our church during this series, and I'm going to ask you guys to do that, so save your money, is this. I'm going to ask each and every one of you to find somebody to invite to lunch with you after church. Oh, no, we don't do that. We go watch TV. Happiness is about loving your neighbor. Well, I don't need anybody. Well, your neighbor needs you. You see what I mean? And so many people today are isolated, guys. And God says, that's why I will build my church so you can have as many friends as you want. But guess what? Just like you have to pursue what, you have to pursue who. Did you know that you will have to pursue a relationship with God? Did you know that you will have to sit down and discover who you are? And did you know that it takes effort to make friends? Some of them are like, well, friends should be natural. It should be, well, friendships takes effort. You have to invite somebody to your birthday party that you throw for yourself if nobody invites you. You see what I mean? It takes effort. But boy, aren't we happy after a meeting with a few of our friends, close friends at the fire and just talking and laughing and, you know, just telling jokes and chilling. I mean, that's the best. You feel refilled. So what is the key to happiness? And I'm almost done. Go ahead, Brooke. The key to happiness is not what can make me happy. The key to happiness is who can I make happy? Who? And who is God? Who is self? And who is my neighbor? God is good. Did you guys get this message today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today, I don't want to leave this place without giving you an opportunity. Opportunity for what? To have a relationship with God. God loves you. And you know what? He doesn't want you to be one-third happy. He doesn't want you to be two-thirds happy. He wants you to be fully happy. Jesus said this, I come so they may have life and life abundantly or to the fullest. I come so they may have life. See, when you make your relationship with God right, He will teach you how to make relationship with your neighbor right. Did you know that? And He will teach you how to love yourself, right? Because a lot of us, we hate ourselves. We have this love-hate relationships with ourselves, actually. And He will teach us. So the most important thing you can do, and I want to give you an opportunity to do that, is you can say, God, I want to have a relationship with You. And if you ask Him that, He's been waiting for that, actually. So He's not going to cast you out. He's not going to say, I don't need you. He's going to say, come on. Come on, open your heart and I'll come in and transform it and give you the happiness you've been looking for in what? And what will never satisfy, it's who. And it starts with God. He has to be the priority. He has to be the number one. And then everything else will be added, He says. Seek first God and everything else will be added. If you seek happiness, you'll never get it. If you seek God, He'll bring happiness into your life. I want you all to close your eyes and bow your head. And I want to ask you, do you know God? Is He the Lord and Savior of your life? If not, today, on a count of three, raise your hand and raise it high if you want to have a relationship with God. And God will come in and He will transform your life and you will never be the same. The reason you're here is not because somebody dragged you here. The reason you're here because God loves you and He arranged for you to be here so you can have that relationship with Him. So on a count of three, please raise your hand and raise it high. One, two, three. One hand, two hands, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13, thank you. Is there anybody else? Is there one more? 14, 15, 16. Oh, come on. Come on, somebody. Woo! Bible says this, that heaven rejoices, meaning heaven is super happy when one person comes into a relationship with God. Today, 16 plus 8. So 24 people came into a relationship with God. That's what this church is all about, is bringing you, connecting you to God and to others. Connecting you to God this way, it's a cross. Connecting you this way and this way. I want to pray with you. Repeat after me. Say, Jesus, thank You for bringing me here today. Thank You for dying on the cross for me. You paid the fine for my sin. Say it. You paid my fine for my sin. I ask You to forgive me of my sin. From this day forward, I believe that my sin has been paid for. Past and future. I believe that I have a relationship with God. God is my Father. Said, God is my Father. And I will have the continual relationship with Him. And He will teach me how to have a relationship with others so I could be happy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Somebody clap your hands and bless God.